see from him in this camp that makes you believe that could happen?
Just because he's been the consistency, the way he's been playing, the way he's preparing, the way that him and AJ and all the guys communicating, trying to get on time, and you know what I'm saying? I just seen a different version of him this year, and I'm hoping for, you know, it turns over to the field, to games.
Welcome back. The voice there of Darius Slay as Eagles camp wraps up yesterday. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio coming up. We got to get your thoughts on Rob Thompson here because I think we're too hard on this guy. When things go bad, he's the village idiot. When things go well, they're supposed to win. A lot of reaction today with Rob Thompson. The Phillies, nice win last night, 3-2. Phillies back up 7 games in the NL East. We got a spot to give away, Midday Show, Fantasy League. But Hugh, as camp wraps up, I have the final stats here, courtesy of Elliott Shore Parks. The final stats for Jalen Hurts' training camp. We know just one interception happened yesterday, courtesy of Darius Slay. But Jalen Hurts here, 225 completions, a 77% completion percentage, 25 touchdowns for Jalen Hurts. And, interestingly enough, Hugh Douglas, tied for the most touchdowns he's ever had in a camp with 2022. And listening to Slay yesterday, and we'll hear more from him in a second. You know what it made me think, Hugh?
What's that?
It made me think that the expectations here for Jalen are about to get raised here. So let me ask you
this. As they should be.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Are you expecting, because we've talked about how Jalen's had a lot of different kinds of seasons in a short period of time as a starter, right? His first year, 2021, I'd say he was probably average, a little below average as a starter, right?
Yes.
Just getting his feet wet. Then 2022, right? Second in the MVP race, Eagles go to the Super Bowl. And then last year, we could all be real, he went backwards. Whatever you say he was, like the 12th best quarterback last year, however you want to rank him. Mm-hmm. It was not as great. Hugh Douglas, after watching Hurts at camp, I like it. Not even get the question out. So that
I'm being
means,
a little bullish.
That means
bullish.
Are you expecting the 2022 version of Hurts to return?
Yes, I am. And I'll tell you why, man. I feel like, you know, he's in a good place. Like I said, I had a chance in passing to just talk to him. Like, just say, hey, Jalen, how you doing? Yada, yada, yada. His aura is different. His aura in that press conference was different. He had a little bit of a chip on the shoulder when he threw that interception to Slay. You know, because he kind of chipped back with his, like, about time, you know, because he had been on fire. Like I gave Elliott his flowers yesterday, man, but I'm telling you, it's obvious that when Elliott does the work that he does, guys pay attention to that. You can say what you want to say about him as a journalist or whatever. He does good work, and they gave him his props because when Slay got that interception.
He pointed at him.
He pointed at him. So guys know that. When we talked to Reed Blankenship yesterday, they were aware of the fact that Jalen hadn't thrown an interception. So, you know, give Elliott his props, man. Give him his props. And Jalen knew it as well. And I think that he was in a space coming into this camp where the turnovers bothered him. The biggest difference between him and Dak last year, that Dak actually mentioned the fact that he was going to go into the season and vowed not to throw over 10 picks. I think Jalen has something similar that he's working on this year.
Well, I mean, and that was one of the, if you look at the difference between 2022 and 2023, Hurts, that was one of the biggest ones, right? His completion percentage wasn't that much different, you know, one year over the other. But 2 years ago, he only had 6 interceptions. Last year, 15, and he fumbled a lot. Darius Slay also talking here yesterday about Jalen seeing things differently and maybe taking more full control of what this offense needs to be.
One more. So you said on your podcast that you feel like Jalen is helping Jalen become smarter player, especially at the line of scrimmage.
What,
in what ways are you seeing
that? Just let him take full control of offense. Like you've seen that down the field, you can just see him in the 2 minute making the calls, reading hot checks. I know he's seeing the blitz way better than he ever did, you know, because you know, we got guys that can make plays and explosive because we had great O-line that can kind of pick up anything. But now they trust Hurts to, you know, make plays on his own with his without just using his feet, using his mind, and beating the defense himself. So that's why I see an improvement in Hurts is that the fact that Kellen got him, you know, picking up blitzes real nice.
Well, and that's what I thought, he did so well in 2022 was he almost had the perfect feel of when he should run, when he should not, when he should throw the ball down the field. It's like he dictated the game rather than the defense dictating it to him. Last year was the opposite. Are you expecting the 2022 version of Hurts to return?
I am, and maybe even possibly a better one.
Woo!
Like, I think he's going to add to his arsenal the idea that he has a weapon out of the backfield, Saquon Barkley, that he can check the ball down to. Like, 2022 Jalen was great at doing the riding to side stuff, the taking off, the running, and all of that. But, like, the one thing that I think he never really dumped it off to the running back when that was there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just see him take off and the play would almost be over. Like, I just think Jalen could be like an unstoppable version of himself this season, especially if he limits the turnovers. Like, when he limited the turnovers in even 21 and 22, that wasn't guys like he had Hugh Douglas comparing him to Tom Brady. I think you see him take that jump again. I'm not even saying that as a knock. Like, I think the comparison that you made, not that
yeah,
he
the
is
decision-making.
As great as Tom Brady, it was the great decision-making. Like, I think we're going to see that version of Jalen Hurts again, plus, like, the whole, just with a little bit more added to his bag this year.
Well, I hope you guys are right. Here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls here in a second, and your shot to hop in the Fantasy League on Topper. But are you expecting the 2022 version of Hurts to come back? I think it can, and I think I feel way better about Jalen today than I did a month ago. Like, he had a great camp. Everyone that was there every day said it. Like, Elliot has charted the numbers for us so we can have a visual and we can, like, put our mind around it. But anyone who's even been there for a day says, yeah, he's played well. Everyone we've talked to, we had a lot of defensive players on a camp during our shows there. They all said Jalen played really well. So it's across the board. I feel way better about Jalen today than I did a month ago. My only wonder is, and my only thought is, none of this is real yet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's not football. Football season for you hasn't officially started
yet. Yes, until the defense.
Until it does, until he takes a hit, you know he's going up against defenses that he hasn't seen.
Yes.
You're going to be a little skeptical, which is fair.
I just need to see it. Like, if he plays lights out week one, then I might be full steam ahead. Like, this is just like 2 years ago. Every time someone says, well, he read the blitz well or he dumped it down in practice, I'm thinking, okay, he knows nobody's going to hit him. It's a totally different thing. And last year, I thought he left the pocket too much. I thought he got under duress too quickly, almost like feeling pressure.
Yeah.
And so I got to see it, and then I'll be there. 215-592-9494. So, no, I'm not expecting it yet. That was an amazing season he had 2 years ago. Also, it's the physical stuff. Last year, he got banged up, and he wasn't the same player down the stretch of the season. Here's Jalen yesterday talking about how he's feeling physically, because it matters a lot to how he plays on the field.
I feel physically different this year versus last year. He had a longer season last year, or whatever the reason may be.
What do you mean?
You feel physically better than you did last year?
Well, I think I'm in a better place. Yeah, I think I'm in a better place physically. Yeah, obviously had some nicks there throughout the year that I told you guys not to ask me about. but you know, you deal with those things, you know, and I think all of those things have made me better. They've made me reevaluate some things, and they've allowed me to reassess, and I've been able to saturate myself in the right things.
He does look faster when we saw him out there. Like, I
looks a little stronger.
Yeah, he looks, and I remember saying this a month ago, I can't wait to see how he looks running. And when we've seen him at camp, he looks like he looks fast. So he looks like we expect. Because last year at the end, Hugh, he didn't look fast. That knee obviously was bothering him a lot. Now, hopefully the knee stays healthy all year and he stays healthy all year and he could be this. But I do think he looks just physically way better than last year.
Yeah. And I tell you what, man, he talks about being in a good mental space. I think they all are. You know, when you hear the coach talk about, you know, his self-evaluation, you hear Jalen talking about, you know, just looking at things and mentally being ready for this year. You hear about Reed talking about how guys are making a conscious effort to be in the locker room and interact with one another.
Yep.
All of that stuff is important, man. I know it might sound like a little thing to a lot of people, and people can't understand the fact that, you know, your mental is just as important as your physical, but it is. Because when you're in a good space with your teammates, there's nothing you won't do for them. I mean, and that's the truth. There's nothing that you can't overcome together. And I remember vividly being in situations with my teammates where, you know, I'm feeling a little tired, and then you hear somebody say something. It might be Brian Dawkins. It might be Ike Reese. It might be Troy. Come on, man. I need you. Da-da-da-da-da. And it allows you just to give a little bit more, just to dig a little bit deeper. So it's important. It's very, very important to be physically and mentally in tune with everything in your surroundings.
Yeah, and some of it with the physical stuff with Jalen is it's just the reality of how he plays, right? He's going to have weeks where he's banged up. I mean, that's the way he plays. Cam Newton was like this. Many mobile quarterbacks are like it, where it's like, you know, half the season they feel good and everything is good physically, and then other half of the season they got a sore knee, they got a sore shoulder, and it affects things. Hopefully it's more like 22, where, you know, he stayed mostly healthy, obviously the shoulder injury in 22, but then he came back and played very well in the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you expecting the 2022 version of Hurts to return? And are we too hard on Topper? I think we are. I think we focus too much on the negative with him, and very rarely do we bring up the good stuff that Rob Thompson does do with this baseball team. And tell us when you made a fool of yourself, how you did it for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Derek in Paola. Hey, Derek.
What's up, guys?
How
What's
we doing, on, Derek?
Man? Yo, bro, I want to make two points, one about the Phillies and one about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
That, when y'all was talking about that RC guy, yeah, he's not a well-known player. With that being said, it's like, why would Bryce Harper even entertain that last year when he hit them two home runs? So when he gets back at Harper, I don't think it's a big deal because, you know, like what's the name said, it's just gamesmanship. I think we like Bryce Harper is good, but I've been looking at like a lot of stats lately with baseball. Like Bryce Harper, he's way down the line with some of these other players, man. Like he's got 27 homers. Like he's like his RBIs is like not even like top 10, 15.
Yeah, he didn't cool off over the last average. Couple of weeks. Yeah, he
man,
cooled
like
off.
That dude from Atlanta, I never even really like heard of him like that. But his numbers is way better than Bryce Harper. What's his name? Marcell?
Ozuna. Yeah, Ozuna. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like a dude like him, like if the Phillies were to give him like that extension, bro, they would be foolish. That lady called yesterday and she was saying how he'd been playing for so long or whatever.
He burnt
like
out.
Like maybe he's trending down. I mean, he's good, but a lot of people put him on a pedestal, man. Like I just think right now he's not an Aaron Judge. He's not a lot of these other
well,
guys.
Well, he's not,
there.
Derek, he hasn't been this year. If we're being fair, yeah. If we're being fair about it, like I just pulled it up, the OPS leaders this year, he's not top 10. I mean, he's 12. It's not like he's bad, but yeah, he hasn't been one of the 10 best hitters in baseball, and I think we talk about him like he is.
Yeah, like when they say, like, we got the best player in baseball here, that's a lie. And then real quick with the Eagles, right? I ain't called in a little while. With Jalen Hurts, right, when they say he called the one guy.
Wink Martindale.
Yeah, like, that's unheard of, but that just goes to tell you how like, dysfunctional, and those guys weren't giving him a lot of information last year. Like, for us to sit here and say, like, it's all on him and make it seem like he's not a smart quarterback and this, that, and the third, if you call a Wink Martindale to ask him questions, that means, like, Sirianni and Brian Johnson, whoever else is in them rooms with him, they weren't putting him in the best situations to be successful, man. So I feel like when he's saying he's in a better place this year, he might really feel like that, man. Like Jalen Hurts is like a really like mature, laid back, confident fella, man. And people always like mock his words and stuff like that. But I guarantee you, his parents, when they hear him speak on camera, man, they really, really proud of him because they definitely raised him right, man.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, and I also, like, yeah, he's pretty intentional, like Derek. Yeah, I think when he says things, he doesn't like, you know, and that answer 2 months ago about Sirianni caused a lot of attention and consternation. But I think he's intentional. He doesn't seem to say things that he doesn't mean very often.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like we be hard. I don't, but a lot of people be calling in. Like, I heard Joe DeCamber this morning, like, when he said something about being saturated. I just think we get used to hearing, like, certain people, like, young people talk. Jalen Hurts is an old soul. He listens to Anita Baker, Frankie Beverly.
Out of all the old school artists he can listen to, Anita Baker is, like, the worst.
If you ask the average 25-year-old person who Anita Baker is, they ain't going to have no clue. That tells you everything you need to know about that guy.
Yeah, not Anita Baker.
You're not an Anita Baker guy?
No. Anita,
I love Anita Baker.
I'm listening.
That's pumpkin spice, right?
Yes.
So if you want to say, like, us as black men, yeah, we're not pumpkin spice like that. But the women, black women, they love pumpkin spice.
You know what's funny? I just said pumpkin spice as a whole, and then we just went straight to the divide of the racial lines.
Well, speaking of, Elliot walked in here today. Speaking of that, Elliot walked in with his pumpkin spice latte today. So we're rolling.
Dude, it's just like it's just too much, man. It's just too much.
I don't think it's manly. I would say it ain't manly.
And Anita Baker, she lead those folks. Like, she come there. She do lazy shows now, man.
Wow.
On the internet, she does lazy shows.
Calling out Anita Baker.
She's 70 years old now.
Well, she need to stop. Bruce Springsteen doesn't do lazy shows.
Man, listen, she need that money to come in, man. She was getting the link like Bruce Springsteen. She would probably do better, but she getting like speakeasies now.
I tell you what, man. She was hot back in the day. Though. She did have some good music.
Soul, I sing that joint every day. I butcher that joint up. So
oh, don't we all?
All right,
Derek, when'd you make a fool of yourself? What'd you do?
Look, I'm going to go back to when I was a kid. I've been playing ball my whole life. And I remember, like, when Dr. J and them and George Gervin was doing a finger roll, right? And I went to a basketball tryout. I was the best kid there, like, as always. And my pop said, when you go in for your layup, don't showboat and try to finger roll, right? We was just, you know, practicing and all that. As soon as I got the ball, first thing I did was what?
Finger roll. How many females was in the crowd, though? Because it was somebody that you saw.
I was just a show off. I was trying to show off. Like, I was the best kid, and I tried to finger roll it, and didn't work out, man.
Yeah, that's a good one, Derek, in front of the whole camp. Derek, good stuff there. We'll get you in the mix. The finger roll gone wrong there. Wow, you're anti-Anita Baker. I didn't know
that. No, it's just that I've seen video of people that when they go to Anita Baker shows, she kind of has an attitude with the fans.
Oh, like, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's her. Like, but people still go her and Lauryn Hill.
Mm.
Like, they're like two of the top that they kind of get divified when they do comedy.
Divified.
Yeah, because I've heard people say they go see Lauryn Hill and she makes them wait hours.
No, oh, that's wrong.
Before
you can't
she
do that.
Hits the stage.
So you didn't pick up your pumpkin spice latte on the way in today?
I did not.
The menus are out here. I mean,
no, I'm not doing that.
Yesterday when we were talking about dim sum, when you get your Chinese food, I saw pumpkin spice dumplings.
I did not get the dumplings. The vegetables at the dim sum spot, though,
yeah.
I need to figure out how to make those myself, man, because those are like, the vegetables are like banging. The string beans, I don't know how they make them, but
they got the garlic sauce on there.
Oh yeah, they got to use Irish butter. It has to be Irish butter, but those string beans are banging.
Yeah, I did think it was a little ironic that, you know, you and Derek are talking about how, you know, maybe the pumpkin spice is a little much, but you're Mr. Plant-based butter these days.
Yeah, plant-based butter is good, man.
Yeah, so is pumpkin spice stuff. Butter. All right, Ken in Cinnamon. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
I don't believe it's a race thing with pumpkin spice. I think it's a generational thing. You see a man, quote unquote man, walking around with a pumpkin spice latte, he's probably getting his eyebrows waxed too. So
that's all right, let me ask you this. Now the lattes are a little different, right? It's a little bit more of an enhanced drink. What if it's just a pumpkin spice coffee from Wawa in a Wawa coffee cup?
He's drinking it on his way to the salon to get his eyebrows waxed. I'm telling you, it's a different mindset.
Maybe it is generational.
We've offended everybody today.
Not offended me, because I'm going to get a pumpkin coffee after the show.
I'm not drinking no pumpkin spice, man. I'm not doing it.
All right, Ken, what are you thinking on Topper? I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, well, first on the Eagles real quick. I on Hurts in particular, I am expecting him to have a bounce back here. But it's not lost on me. It's in the back of my mind that this is a defense that only had 9 interceptions the entire year last year. So I'm hoping what camp doesn't really mean is that they're not going to be any better at turning the ball over on defense than they were last year. So I'm trying to keep it positive because we haven't played a game yet.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And that's why when we see him against the Packers in 2 weeks, then we'll get a feel. If he lights them up, we're all going to feel great. But if they struggle a little bit, then it's like, maybe there was more to it.
On Topper, the first call notwithstanding, because people do go overboard sometimes. I know that's a shock for you to hear on WIP. But I don't think we've been hard enough on Rob Thompson, frankly. I mean, listen, just what you're talking about today, like, I'm pretty sure the manager is hired, and the reason that he has a job is because there's an expectation amongst people that are paying him that he's going to put the right guys in the lineup every day, and he's going to make the right decisions in the dugout every night, you know, in terms of the bullpen and all. So, I mean, that's kind of the job description. So now we're supposed to be giving the guy all kinds of praise because he's basically, you know, like, it's like telling you you're doing a great job because you show up between 10 and 2 every day. Like, it's what you're being paid to do. And the question I have for everybody who wants to kind of, you know, jump to Rob Thompson's defense, if I asked you right now, what do you think is more likely to happen in October? The Phillies win a series because of decisions that Rob Thompson makes, or the Phillies lose a series because of decisions that Rob Thompson makes? If you're being honest, you're going to have to say it's the latter one. And the only reason that I'm saying that is because we've seen it in 2 straight Octobers. So this guy gets such a soft landing. You're talking about Nick Sirianni has the best record of any head coach in the first 3 years of the Eagles or the franchise, and everybody in this city wants to fire him. Yet people are calling up and defending Rob Thompson for costing us
two straight postseasons.
All right, Ken, I think it's a fair way to frame it, and it's an interesting question. But let me ask you this. I will give you the Diamondback series. They blew it. I thought the Kimbrel thing in game four and then sticking with Rojas, it was a mess. Do you think he lost the Astros series, or were the Astros just better?
Well, the Astros were better. I'm going to acknowledge that, and I have always acknowledged that. But the Astros series in particular, the thing that has always bugged me about that is quintessential Rob Thompson. He's always so worried about the righty-lefty, that the reason he lifted Zach Wheeler was because he wanted a lefty to pitch to Yordan Alvarez. When the real question is, who do you trust more to get anybody out, Zach Wheeler or Alvarado? And the answer to that is simple. So he's too conscripted to this, you know, righty lefty balance thing. When the real question should be, if you have one guy that you need to get somebody out, who's the best guy to do it? And if that's the guy who currently has the ball in his hand on the mound, you don't lift them just because the guy coming up.
I agree with that. And Alvarez is really good against lefties and righties because he's such a great hitter. So it didn't really even matter that much anyway, even if that was his idea. Ken, when did you make a fool of yourself? What'd you do?
Well, I made a fool of myself a lot. Most of the times it's involved alcohol. But the one time that it didn't, back in like the 90s, I used to live in Hoboken, and a really good friend of mine was an arranger for a composer that had a symphony. And he got me tickets. We went to this symphony, and Molly Ringwald was there. And I decided I was going to hit on Molly Ringwald.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
it was unsuccessful?
I walked up to Molly Ringwald, and I said, hey, has anybody ever told you you look exactly like Molly Ringwald?
Yeah, that was terrible.
She basically laughed in my face. And, you know, I mean, you shoot your shot, you know, but I
that was a terrible shot, though. But, I mean, at least you shot it, though.
Wait, was that sarcastic? Were you, like, saying, were you trying to be, like, tongue-in-cheek? Like, hey, you look like Molly Ringwald, but you knew she was Molly Ringwald?
Well, yeah.
He was trying to be different.
Back in the day, men used to meet women by actually walking up to them and talking to them face-to-face. So, yeah, I was trying to be smooth and slick and make a joke that would make her chuckle. And instead, it made her chuckle in my face, like, you know, get away from me.
Ken, that's a good one. Ken, we appreciate it. Molly Ringwald, just trying to say hi in a weird way.
Yeah.
Break the ice a little bit.
I've had one of those before. Yeah. I've
Have you done the Ken? Have you said, hey, you look like this person and they are that person?
No. You know, you try to be, like, back in the day, you try to be the guy that buys a drink. Mm-hmm. That, you know, trying to be, like, that guy to buy the drink.
And what happened?
Oh, they bought the most expensive drink on the menu. Yeah.
I could see how that one might get things off to a tough start for you.
But you
offered a drink. What do you expect?
Yeah, but you never know. Like, when you put yourself out there like that, you have to know, you know, most women back then, you know, if you offer them a drink, they're going to get the most expensive thing on the menu. It's kind of a tell. Yeah, they got the most expensive thing.
Oh, is that
thing
a tell?
The,
like, maybe that's not.
But I got it, and then I helped her drink it. But, yeah. It was pretty bad.
It sounds that I mean, and
Chivalry is dead, and most women killed it. But yeah, we try.
For our younger listeners, hearing Ken there say that you just have to go up to talk to someone to meet them. That's kind of a foreign concept these days. 215-592-9494. Do you expect Jalen Hurst to go back to his 2022 form? Rob Thompson, are we too hard on him? I think we are. I mean, it was open season for 2 days here. I mean, just 24 hours of Rob Thompson bashing on WIP. I'm not trying to sit here and tell you he's the best manager in baseball. I think he's a good one. I think he's done a good job with the Phillies. And I think for the most part over almost 3 years, he has achieved with the roster he has had. I don't think he has underachieved with the team he has had. They, you know, they're not the best team of all time in terms of talent, but they're a good team, and they're the best team in the NL East, 7 games up. I think we're too hard on Topper. 215-592-9494. And speaking of fools, as we're looking for the biggest fool today, tell us how you made a fool of yourself for a spot in the Fantasy League. You got to hear some audio from the Braves radio last night. We'll get to that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 90.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.